Yeah, I see the bleeders. Yeah, it does have bleeder resistors. Yeah, you shut it off. Yeah, I wait about 10-15 minutes. You should be able to handle the board and the tubes and everything without, as long as it's unplugged too. You know, you should be able to handle things without getting hit. But amplifiers that don't have the bleeder resistors, like I said, some capacitors have like anywhere from 900 to 1,200-1,300 volts charged up in them. And you get your hand across one of them, or if you touch the top of the plate caps of the tubes or something, and, you know, in the right thing, you'll get that. And the discharge, you'll know it, man. It'll throw you against the wall just as if it was plugged in. But what I'm looking at here, yeah, this has bleeders on it, so good deal. Like I said, all good amplifiers have bleeders. The cheap crap, cheaply built amplifiers don't.
It's funny, you and I have a similar story. You know why? That box that I get hit by was a DNA Phantom 10-tuber. And boy, did it get me good. I'll never forget it.